Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, and of course, see Clyde Jones, a birthday boy on Thursday, of course, turning 95 years old, a special proclamation naming Thursday See Clyde Jones Day in the city of Manhattan. So looking forward to that event tonight at the commission meeting. 537-1350, we just have a little bit more time. And real quickly, I know there's been some meeting changes, and if you want to go over those with the upcoming holiday and
sure,
the New
Kathy.
Year.
So with Christmas and New Year's, we usually don't have a work session on that fourth Tuesday, and so we will not be meeting. Normally, we would have a meeting on the first Tuesday in January, which is January 2nd, but with the new election requirements, where we had a November election for commissioners, which normally would have been in April previously, the legislature changed all that, and they've stipulated that we have to have the new candidates and the reelected candidates sworn into office on the second Monday. And so since we have to hold that meeting on January 8th, we decided to consolidate the January 2nd and the January 9th meetings into that January 8th meeting. So I guess we're starting the new year out efficiently by consolidating three meetings into one. So we won't meet again until January 8th. It will be a legislative meeting, but we will also have some discussion items on there for the work session. And we'll also be hosting a reception because we'll be both Commissioners Usheretti and Wynn Butler were reelected and will be taking the oath of office. And then we'll also have Jared McKee, who was elected, join us that night, and outgoing Commissioner Karen McCullough, who's retiring. And we will be holding a reception before that meeting to thank her for her community service and public service, both primarily lately as a city commissioner, but she also served for many years at the county as well. And so that would be at 6:15 at City Hall on the 8th prior to the commission meeting, if you want to come by and wish Karen well.
Real quickly, planning board last night.
Planning board last night, they had a Riley County item dealing with their some of their subdivision regulations, and that was approved. And then they on primarily dealing with exceptions. And then also there was a follow-up for an annexation and rezoning of some riverbank area out at Heritage North, U.S. 24. When that tract originally came into the city, they kind of stopped short of the riverbank, and the property line runs all the way to the middle of the river. So it's just kind of a cleanup of their plat, bringing all of that property into the city.
I guess now, too, we always like to reflect on the year, 2017. Hard to believe we're only a few weeks away to the end of that. And other than see Clyde Jones' birthday on Thursday, which I consider a highlight of 2017.
Can't top that. That's pretty amazing.
Aside from that, maybe some other things you'd pick out.
Sure. So it's been an active and productive year. Want to thank the citizens for their support of the quarter-cent sales tax this past November for recreation and trails. That's a continuation of that quarter-cent sales tax for quality of life that was passed about 10 years ago for overhaul and expansion of our swimming pools, and then also the zoo nature education facility. And so that was very helpful, and we're getting started on some of those improvements. And that's a great partnership with the school district on partnering with land in conjunction with some of their facilities. The other, I think another big partnership area is with K-State and looking at that North Campus corridor around MBAF. We've got great facilities up there. The K-State Foundation provided some assistance there with their building number 2 in the K-State Office Park that's currently ongoing. And then, just MBAF construction itself. So, we've still got a couple more years of construction, and actually the next two are the peak construction year, where we'll have almost 900 employees or construction workers on site that are doing that work. And so those are huge, but the major part of the concrete has been poured. And so we went from two massive cranes that you would see in the Big Apple doing construction to two. So, I mean, that was a pretty big phenomenon and a huge improvement going for our community. Back on the recreation side, we got approved from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to spend some of our community development block grant funds on a Section 108 loan to build a new recreation facility at the Douglas Community Center. So there's an investment in another neighborhood in our community to keep that, that area of the community strong with additional recreation improvements. We were successful in achieving larger regional jets to Dallas-Fort Worth that brought some additional security requirements, which was a challenge for us at a certain time of the year from a fiduciary standpoint, but we managed to work through that, and that's going very well. We renovated the old fixed-based operator facility into a new airport administration building that's will serve that purpose very well. On the street aspect of things, the West Anderson Avenue improvements at Kimball and Scenic, the new roundabout there. I think people are feeling better about that. You know, there's some folks that really like them and some that don't, but that one seems to flow pretty good. We're hoping to get a lot of the cones and stuff down, and I guess we need to wrap things up. So that's just some highlights.
I'm sure you can keep going. Dave wanted to add a few words,
yeah,
I think.
I'm going to get back and ask Clyde a couple of questions. Okay. What are some of the biggest things that you've noticed, the biggest impactful things that have happened in Manhattan since you moved here in 1961?
Well, let me highlight what I think is one of the most impactful things on the community, and that's the work the Chamber of Commerce has done through its economic development, expansion, attracting new businesses. I was actually involved in 1965 in trying to get the company at that time was manufacturing agricultural equipment moving here out of Pennsylvania. They ended up going to Grand Island, Nebraska, and we realized at that time one of our big limitations was having good sites for development. And I think the Chamber and the city have worked beautifully together in developing office parks and industrial parks and attracting new businesses. I would think that would be a major element in the actual growth of our city, our population, and the infrastructure, which has been necessary to take advantage of those new businesses.
What was the population of Manhattan when you moved here in 1961?
Well, I remember it was 18,000 and the university enrollment at 8,000, so I've watched those triple in my 57 years here.
Well, you've done well.
I take no credit for any part of that.
Well, and you know, Ron, as C. Clyde was saying, when you talk about all this development and the working together, I think your point of the chamber and the city working together on a lot of these different things and some of the different leaders and industries they've tried to bring, there's been a lot.
There has. You know, I think our cooperation, public-private, the cooperation among the governing entities are just tremendous. And that when you have everybody working together, it stems progress and going on to better things. And also improvements locally. I mean, that's been part of the aspect of funding some of the things that are needed locally, and as well as helping folks expand locally. There's a lot of examples of entrepreneurs that have started out here that have grown substantially with help as well, probably more so than companies we've brought in. So I think that's not something a lot of people think about, but when they really think of companies like GTM and Manco Windows, I think it's had 7 expansions just in my time here. So it's been great to see those local companies growing and prospering.
And as we'd mentioned earlier, the Chamber has a report on tonight's agenda too, so that all ties in. And I know you've been very involved with the Chamber. We'll have Lyle Butler on a bit later this week, and we hope to have you back on Thursday for that.
Well,
so.
I will enjoy joining Lyle. He's one of my heroes in Manhattan for all the progress we've had. I want to add the partnership between the city and the Chamber. Add Kansas State University to that, because there have been a real change, I think, in the town-gown relationship since I came in 1960. It's so much stronger now.
Again, my thanks to C. Clyde Jones, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, for joining me today. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Tomorrow on In Focus, We're going to be focusing on school boards. Brady Bowman will be hosting the program. Stand by. We're going to have Clark Howard up next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and then the game this afternoon begins at 4. And the Jeff Mitty Show tonight at 6 p.m. here at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's 10 o'clock.